Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. French Impressionist Claude Monet was an avid gardener who says he owed becoming a painter to flowers, an inspiration shared by artists through the ages. It's also the inspiration for Art in the Bloom, a fine art and floral design challenge exhibition at the Blockade Runner January 9th through the 12th. It's a big event for the 32 members of the New Hanover Garden Club, which was formed 5 years ago in the Porter's Neck area, with members as far away as Southport. President Tony Radcliffe says this will be their third Art and the Bloom.
It's a wonderful creative expression because you're marrying the botanical, the art of floral decoration with a piece of sculpture, a beautiful oil painting, all different types of art. And so we have 32 pieces of art and 32 floral designers that enter the show.
Judges this year are the designing divas from Florida, five nationally accredited judges affiliated with the National Garden Club. Lisa Nickel, vice president of the New Hanover Garden Club, says the judges will also present workshops.
You get a chance to make a bouquet and or boutonnieres. And I have, in my experience, seen people who would rather do their own flowers, and this is a great way to enhance your skills.
Tony says a local floral designer will lead Friday's Dine and Design.
Kim Fisher is originally from Washington, D.C., and she worked in the floral design industry as a buyer as well as a designer. She worked both at the Clinton and the Bush White House. She's worked for Catherine Zeta-Jones at her wedding, and she owns an event company called Kim Fisher Designs in town here in Wilmington. She's going to be putting together the workshop where the participants will design a centerpiece for the table. And then after they do the design of the centerpiece, they will be having dinner in the Blockade Runner restaurant with the centerpieces. So it's a workshop, party, wine pairing. It's going to be a very special event.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Tony Radcliffe and Lisa Nickel of the New Hanover Garden Club. They're in to talk about Art and the Bloom, a fine art and floral design challenge exhibition taking place at the Blockade Runner Resort January 9th through the 12th. Other highlights during the four-day exhibition include the opening party on Thursday, January 9th. Events run from 9 to 9 on Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturday, and 9 to 4 on Sunday. Afternoon tea parties on Friday and Saturday will feature a fashion show of hats, and the exhibition closes out on Sunday with a flower pounding workshop by Pat Carlson and a lecture and book signing by Helen Yost, author of Gardening with Confidence, 50 Ways to Add Style for Personal Creativity.
The Wilmington Art Association will also have a little art boutique at the Blockade Runner where they will have floral drawings and art to sell.
The average gardener in the United States is female, over 45, and college educated. She spends 5 hours a week in her 600-square-foot garden. That's according to the National Gardening Association. How did you become involved in gardening?
I've always wanted to play in the dirt, and I've always tried to arrange flowers.
I'm still learning. When I lived in New York, the gardening is different up there, and most of us that lived in New York, our jobs took over so much of our life that gardening was done very occasionally, and now I'm retired and have the opportunity to spend more time in the garden. And also the gardens are different here, so we're growing different things, so it's challenging and beautiful, and I'm learning a lot from the ladies that are in the club. And that's part of what we do also, is we have speakers at our meetings every month, and we invite people to come in and talk to us about various gardening things.
Tony, are you accepting new members?
Our cap for numbers of members is 50, because we'd like to be small. We'd like to get to know each other well. We'd like to all get involved in a lot of different things around town and be very community oriented. And we're always looking for additional members. So if anybody is interested, we'd appreciate them getting in touch with us.
We're wrapping up our discussion with Tony Radcliffe and Lisa Nickel. They're in to talk about Art and the Bloom taking place January 9th through the 12th at the Blockade Runner Resort. Proceeds from the Fine Art and Floral Design Challenge exhibition benefit the New Hanover Garden Club community projects. Ticket information is available at 2020artandthebloom.eventbrite.com.
The tickets are only going to be online. They're not going to be paper tickets this year.
More information about the New Hanover Garden Club can be found on Facebook. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.